Castle Radio.
You know who this be? That's that good boyfriend. Mr. God, there this dude go. what you are now? DJ
Guess who came through a couple days ago?
Who's that?
My little nephew, man. Little No Money came
through. Oh, Little No Money came little through?
Money came through. He ain't Little No Money no more.
Oh. He's like,
that's big money.
Wait a minute. He's tall. He got his own business making that money.
Yeah, that's big money now.
Big money?
Little Big Money.
Little No Money. I like that. He like, what's your name? Little No Money.
No Money. I don't want no money. I don't like no money. Yeah, you do now.
Nah, he got his own little business. Yeah, he
got
like, what, 12, 14?
Yeah. Nah. He about to be 16, ain't he?
About 16?
About to be driving.
Oh, he got a little fly out here, brother lawn care?
Maybe that's calling. He might be about ready to get his own little whip. So, welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, like I say, you know what this is. This is that standing boyfriend, the man you love the most, hate the most, at the exact same time, Mr. Make him look back at it. Hef Chulo is in the building. And I'm his partner in crime. The man's in the ones and two, Mr. Blend for Blend himself. Mr. DJ.
DJ DEEPOISC on
everything.
As yes, Cardi sir. Would say,
dude, say, you and these sounds.
Hey, every good rapper gotta have a sound.
Every good rapper, no good rapper have a. Every good rapper have a sound.
Oh, you trying to say all whack rappers have sounds now?
Cause they don't have lyrics.
Oh.
Well, you know something. Let me take that back. Because Rosé have bars. Master P?
That sounded like yours.
No, mine's a little bit different. Mine's not like,
This is,
French Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah, French Montana.
That's probably,
Yay?
What's that group, Yin Yang Twins?
So it's just that the new rappers, the new school rappers, this took it to a whole nother. They made albums, made songs after songs, with ad libs.
Oh, so you gotta get an ad lib.
So yeah, you gotta get an ad lib. Now, Master P didn't do a whole thing like. Wait a minute. He did do a song that he said. That track was hot. That song was hot. The track was hot. But
that's
right.
You can hear that song from your car.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can hear that song. That song was a hook. So what's out there new in the hip hop world? And we got a sick guest coming on today. Lil Nas X.
Still the best thing.
Oh, come on! Did she just say Lil Nas X? Oh my goodness. So shout out to Lil Nas X. He was in Ohio.
Ayo.
This past week, he went to an elementary school up, I think, up near Cleveland, where he performed his Old Town Road, whatever it is, whatever that song is. I know I like that song. But they was them little kids was turned up. You see them little kids turned up in that video?
I didn't see the whole video.
They was turned up. This one little girl was like, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, what the heck is this looking? If that was my kid, so sit your butt down. Yeah. Acting like that.
Acting like a fool on TV. I saw you, boy.
Yeah, so, sure. I'm like, man, they was turning some stuff out there.
Oh.
So, with that, there she is singing that song. Oh, God, she's singing that song. So, What's out there? What's hot right now? What's hot right now?
I know YG dropped the album, but I didn't get to.
You get a chance to sample it yet?
No. I didn't get a chance to sample it yet. Loki, Go Loki, featuring Tyga. As you call him, Tigger.
Wait, well, I ain't playing for him. If you want to say Tiger, spell it like it's supposed to, T-I-G-E-R. So you take out the white Tigger.
Tigger. Ain't no more playing in G-A. Ain't no more playing in G-A.
What was that?
Huh?
What was that?
That was Pastor Troy.
Oh, Pastor Troy. That's who needed to drop something. We didn't have Pastor Troy in a while.
Didn't I see Pastor Troy in some movie? Yo, he dropped something in April.
He just dropped something in April?
I missed that.
Oh, we missed that.
Players get chose.
Oh, man. Pastor, can we have some church real quick?
No, here it is. No playing in GA. Remember this?
Once on the mic, talk that talk, Pastor. Right, have y'all thinking I'm very white. What? In the night, pack 'em tight. What? Call fight, TKO. Then we got more. What? You ain't know. Numero. Keep it old. We burn it slow. We optimo. Y'all swish the sweet and don't repeat. I'm too unique. Sit back, be quiet in the past. Breathe. I made the beat. You beat your meat. Yeah, bro. You cut yourself. It's the Pastor Troy. DSGB. Represent until my death. Ain't no one else. Tell no us. You trust it. Ain't no fear. You talk that in my ear. But that shit. You can come down here. Anyone else that want us. You trust it. Ain't no fear. You talk that in my ear. But that shit. Come down. My nigga, fuck what you say. Ain't no more playing GA. My nigga, fuck what you say. Ain't no more playing GA. My nigga, fuck what you say. Ain't no more playing GA. My nigga, fuck what you say. My nigga, fuck what you say. My nigga, fuck what you say. Ain't no more playing GA. My nigga, sold it, sold that story, grew old, but I'm back, verse 2, and you know me, ain't no old me, you die slowly, holy Bible, assault rifle, thou shalt not kill, unless they make you feel like they superior, nah bro, who you with, DSGB, my clique, all the money that we can get, in the mix, gonna pick, I'm like Vic, baby bro, pitch your nick up out your door. You better be back up, limp up, re-up, red mouth, straighten me. All these niggas be hating me because we keep all the D. O-P, add a E, O-P-P, we ain't down. None of my folk don't fuck around. Quit your bitch, every round. Come on, clown, you so bad, you so
chasing, I'm taking risks to get it. But now I'm sick of this shit. So with these last $100, we gon' flip it and tip.
What station gonna be playing Pastor Troy?
That's not in Georgia.
That's not in Georgia. Who else gonna be playing Pastor Troy right now?
Are they even playing Pastor Troy in Georgia right now?
Yeah, I think he has on stage. He has his own time. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He has his own station. Not station. But he has his own show down there in GA. So he be playing his own music. Yeah.
Sweet. But
Pastor Troy. Who gonna be playing Pastor Troy right now from our area?
You just dropped some knowledge on him. They probably don't even know who Pastor Troy is.
He's kind of hot. Yeah, he's hey, Pastor Troy go back way back, like a big guy in a Lincoln Cadillac. Crown Vic. Troy, whatever. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Side Hustle Radio, you know who this be? This is Hef Chulo and my partner in crime, DJ.
Depois.
What's up, everybody? Hey, speaking of, who else can be playing music we play? We got a great guest coming in. I think he's in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken, but he will let us know where he's calling in from. With that being said, let's welcome Trevor Lee to The Hustle.
What's going on? Pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's an honor to have this you on the show, bro.
Hey, we got a barbershop chair in the studio. Hey, can you come and sit in it?
We sure do.
Well, when I come through this fall, I'll be coming through y'all's region. I'll make sure and keep y'all informed on the dates and I have to come through.
That's what's up.
For those who do know you and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself, Trevor, and where are you from?
Yeah, no worries. My name's Trevor Lee, and I'm a hip-hop and R&B artist out of Houston, Texas. But yeah, Houston? I'm near the Nashville area now. Yeah, H-Town all the way.
Man, I didn't know you was from Houston, though. When I listened to you...
I think it's pretty apparent. If you hear my music, I think... Now that you know I'm from Houston, you're gonna be like, "Oh, I should have known."
Let me just say this.
You get that Houston swag.
It's the H-Town swag all the way, bro.
I was like, this cat is killing the game right now. I saw a freestyle that you did on IG, and immediately, I had to reach out to my partner in crime here and say, "Yo, bro, this dude right here."
Get him.
He fired.
He fired.
Our audience needs to experience your flow, your rhyme, everything. The whole vibe, bro. You drop bombs.
I appreciate that. You know, growing up where I grew up, like basically the only white guy, I had to from day one when I decided I was gonna start like rapping, I had a higher bar that I had to meet from day one, so I think all that extra work I put in really is paying off.
I was gonna say that. You rap better than a lot of black dudes I know. You know what I'm saying? You just go hard. I can't even explain it until everyone out there gets to hear one of your songs. And
you know, I think the simple thing is just growing up in H-Town, you know, the core of Houston, I think, ideology is standing firm in, like, truth, you know? Like, just if it ain't real, it ain't gonna cut it, especially in Houston. And we can see fraudulence from a mile away. So
He's the fraudulence a mile away. You're not real, bro.
I didn't know a lot of true lyricists come out of Houston, though. They don't usually, you know what I'm saying?
What do you know about K Reno?
I'm not come aware. They put
one
me
of the
on some game.
K Reno still putting out dope.
Put me up on a little game, nigga.
Hey, we just thought R&B came out of Houston.
I'm not gonna say that because I know what face
Beyonce.
The
You know, Toby and Wigley's from Houston, and he's a new drop.
Ah.
You know, he signed with BET.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Toby and Wigley, and he's a lyricist, and he's got hella swag.
Okay.
H-Town.
There's a lot of us coming out right now. Like, if you haven't noticed yet, you will very, very soon. There's a lot of us popping out of Houston. It's like, it feels like it's our time, you know? And regardless, it's everybody's time regardless, but at the same time, like, it's just, we all beginning to win on another level now, and we're very appreciative for that.
There was a point in time when everything was coming out of Houston for a bit. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to start happening again.
It needs to happen
you.
Again. Right, right. It's the
AJ McQueen, Drew Zoo. We got, I mean, I could, the list could go on. And these are dope artists that are really killing it right now.
These are artists that we're going to have to let our audience get involved with or get to know about. Because
where's that one with, oh, Bro Tex, he from Dallas. Was he in Dallas or was he from Houston?
I don't remember that.
You remember Bro Tex?
I remember the name, but I can't remember.
Oh, bro, yeah, he was good. He was good. Yeah, he was popping, man. She remembers.
She remembers. Somebody yelling to the other room. Bro Tex is popping. Wait till you hear Trevor Lee. Y'all gonna know.
So, Trevor, how did you get started in music?
Man, I've been musical since, I don't know, like 8 years old, you know, singing and stuff. And I was already writing at the age of eight, like for poetry and stuff like that. I was always very artistic. So these dudes came into this group thing, this gathering I was at, and they started freestyling. And I just caught the bug right then and there at age 14. And within a year later, I had my first single, and I decided that, like, we started a group and started performing around our county. So, like, 18 years later, here I am.
Wait a minute, you said age 14. You said a year later, you came out for single?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man. I wasn't playing around. I asked my mom, you know, like, I had a single mom. I said, look, I know, you know, we don't have big Christmases around here. and so I said, look, all I want is something to make my own beats with. So she bought me Fruity Loops. That's what it was called at the time.
Oh.
And started making my own beats. And yeah. I was 14 and started putting stuff out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's been in the game a few seconds now. He's like,
I've been grateful to spend a lot of time behind the scenes helping others. And then a couple years ago, I just had my own opportunity, and I've been putting in 100% to make it real, you know?
I see you got a nice little studio at the crib. I see when you shot a couple of your freestyles from. Was that your crib or was your studio?
That's my buddy's place. We thankfully, you know, when I relocated from Houston to the Nashville area, I didn't know what I was gonna do. And I made some good friends with a guy named Crush Audio, and we put our stuff together and came up with a nice little spot so I can get my stuff in there. But I do have a home spot too.
So you're in Nashville now, or are you still in Houston, or back and forth?
No, I'm back and forth, but I do reside in the Tennessee Valley for sure.
Okay.
So why Tennessee? You went out there to pretty much become a writer, or, you know, to do your music more?
I was born in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh.
So, but I grew up in Galveston, Texas, near Houston, and then graduated in Houston. So, I left Huntsville a long time, you know, like age 10, and my family's still out here, and decided I was at a place in my career, not only musically, but as an entrepreneur, where I could make moves that was more about family instead of, it didn't matter where I was going to be, I knew I was going to succeed, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because
family over everything.
Family over everything.
I decided that, yeah, career wasn't as important as spending this time with my family.
Yeah, because Nashville is the new hub, you know, where artists are going there to first write music before they start performing music. So
it's interesting. It's definitely different from Houston. You know, we all come from, in Houston, it's now up to par. But when I was coming up in Houston, it was less about industry and more about entrepreneurship. And so it was, everybody had their own business. Yeah. Everybody had, you know, you were working the physical work. It wasn't about intellectual property or publishing and stuff like that. It was all about the physical business grind. And so I think experiencing Nashville has been an eye-opener and definitely educational in that sense, for sure.
I would say, man, that we all had to learn about Houston was that you guys would put out your own music and make more money touring just down in the Texas area than cats that was signed to majors.
That's why I never made it out nationally, because I was too busy having my own career in Texas alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I had a career in Texas alone for, you know, like 16 years before I even got a deal and decided that I was going to go national. And so I pivoted off of a smaller deal to make an indie move. Mm. And it's crazy. Being business-based, you know, I'm not anything worth bragging about size-wise, but I'm able to headline my own tours, and that's beautiful.
Mm. Wow. Wow, that's entrepreneurship at its best. That's independence at its best. Oh man, are we having class right now? Is this a session? Rip my notebook out again. So how did we do this again?
Okay.
Yeah, rip my notebook. Just had some classes here. Okay.
Well, I had a long list of dope artists in Houston to pave the way for us, so they taught us how to do it.
Wow, that's good, that's good. So, who are some of your influences when it comes to your music?
Well, as far as hip-hop, like in rap, man, I grew up in H-Town, so, you know, foundationally, probably Zero, Lil Kiki, Bun B, Pimp C, Trey the Truth, Fat Pack, Millionaire, K-Reno. outside of Houston, though, man, you know, I grew up, as far as rap, like Diddy, Craig Mack, Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, Eminem. Man, all of those, I love lyricism, but I also love the simplicity of H-Town truth.
Okay.
And I think I marry those two well, and I really focus on not losing the simplicity of feeling the. I like to say one thing and have you feel like three different levels all in once. You don't even have to talk about it; you just feel it. It's so real. So, yeah, and I think I learned that from all those artists. And then, you know, if you were to say, like, songwriters and whatnot, I'd say maybe Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake, John Legend, Prince, Michael Jackson. I think those are some people I hella admire.
Man. Man, you gotta, we gotta bless the audience with a song, man.
Yeah, so which track would you like for us to play first?
I think a great introductory track is probably Ignant.
Ignant.
Yeah, because we're talking about Houston and yet still having lyricism on it at the level of, you know, some of the people that I talked about, and still having that H-Town, like, straight to the realness. Yeah, I think that'd be the one.
Alright.
Okay. So, this is Trevor Lee, and the title of this track is called Ignant. Be right back right after this.
Yeah.
The hustle's real.
Tree gang.
Oh, I'ma take it. You gon' find real quick, I ain't faking. If I said, then I'm in it, no mistaking. If you with it, then get with it, let's get caking. Ain't no eating unless you eating what you score. So I head over to Crush, you hit record. Get the bacon, till the bacon hit the door. I don't need pork, I'm just sick of being poor. Fresh paint on the whip, but it's classic. Wood grain wheel, but it look like glass. If you saying that you real, why you rapping in plastic? I'm saying what I feel, and I'm feeling like you average. Oh, I don't quit, making hits is a habit. I'ma bust the lips till they drip down in plasma. Nah, I don't trip, cause I skip out of baggage. Super duper fly, call me Mr. Fantastic. Beat stars, ride a beast, then I crash them. Haters slip on my trip when I pass them. Late critics quick to the hate, cause I'm nasty. And features ain't free, so we think for you ask it.
Oh, I'ma take it. You gon' find real quick, I ain't fake it. If I say it, then I'm in it, no mistake it. If you with it, then you with it, let's get cake it.
on the plate, I make arrangements. No one make a move till I get verification. If you got time for some sleep, then you playing. My bed is vacant, I'm too impatient. Cause every minute given is a digit wasted. Never make decisions off an ignorant inclination. I ain't benefiting, let statistics elevate it. So I ain't been until they mention inflation. You ain't worth the pennies, let you penny what I'm saying. Hard, how the ones that ask for help, they never take it. If you ask me, I ain't patient with the fakeness. So don't hit my DMs unless you eager for that wait list.
If I say it, then I'm in it, no mistake. If you with it, then you with it, let's get cakey. Cakey, cakey, cakey.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, hip hop lives, man. It still lives in the South.
You know, the funny thing about this record is, I wrote it like just to, you know, as an exercise. And so, you know, I like to write free. I like to release multiple freestyles a year, and they keep me fresh. Mm. And so I started writing it, and I realized that those first four lines were a dope hook. And then I was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do about the second verse. And, you know, I called up one of my buddies who's been featured on some music before. And I was just thinking to myself, man, you know, I need to push through. I need to write this second verse. And so I wrote that second verse, and I was like, man, I don't know if this is going to work. I go in the studio and I lay it down. I'm like, oh, man, this second verse is better than the first. And I was like, oh, God, bro.
Man,
like, what was I thinking?
Have you ever done any collaborations with any artists?
I've collaborated on my own things with other artists, and I just recently laid down some features. It's not that I've been anti-collaboration. It's just nothing ever clicked. You know, I like to keep it organic, but I'm definitely open for to be hit up for features for sure.
I know you said in the song, features, they don't do features for free, bro.
No.
I just said that.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
To be clear, just in case you didn't know.
Hey man, you put that work in, and I swear, I'm just gonna be real. I love your cadence. The flow was just sick, and the flow was different. I haven't heard that type of flow.
That means a lot, man. And you know, and that's what I'm talking about as far as. It's the mixture of my influences growing up and also just being from home and staying true to my roots. And I try my best to never say anything that I don't think is dope. You know? It's just that simple. No fillers. And gotta hold it. If H-Town can be proud of it, then I can.
And he didn't rap all about rims and chains. Which is nothing wrong with that. But you also put some bars on that.
Oh yeah,
bars. I'm big on bars. I'm big on lyrics. I'm big on what you said. You know, that made you think. You listen to a song, oh, and you play it back. You hear something else, and you play it again. You're like, oh, okay. I'm big on that type. Cause that's
exactly with you.
That's what hip hop was for me when I was coming up. You know what I'm saying? And that made you, that brought back something to you when you listen to a song. Like, man, I remember when I was riding up to go see this girl and that song came on and I was like, oh, that's what he said. Oh, you know, it's about a good time. It's about a party. It's about, I mean, there's a place for songs that affect what's going on in the world. But originally, I think hip hop was about a good time. It was about, you know, what was going on and to take us away from, you know, bad times or whatever. But I know there's a place for that, but we need rappers like doing what you do, man, and in the game.
I appreciate
right now.
That. And I think we can do both. And I think this record is a great example of doing both. Something that's going to get you hype. You can work out to this. You can party to this. Mm. And you're also going to be critically thinking. And you can do whichever you want with it. And that's where I talk about, that's what I'm talking about with the labels. You know, everything has a purpose. And I definitely want to inspire critical thinking while at the same time you can unplug and enjoy yourself. Because I'm the same type of dude. Mm.
Cause I sure did unplug while it was playing in the studio.
Oh yeah, we had it turned up, you know.
Yeah,
in the studio. Y'all turn that down. Hey.
I shot a music video just now.
yeah, we see that. We see.
When I dropped this, I said that some people gonna lose their jobs today over this. They don't walk in and tell their boss off.
I would have, because this song get me turned. I get turned.
Man, you have, did you have like something going on where everybody was doing your songs or something, or one of your songs?
It's still going on. I recently popped off on this app called TikTok, that same app that, right before, the Old Town Road popped off.
Yeah.
I had got on right before that thing started happening, and, it was like, or maybe it was going on and I got on. And like 10 weeks ago, maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 weeks ago, I just uploaded a video. I was like, what is this TikTok about? And bro, the next day I had like 400,000 views. And, you know, within a week I had hit 1 million views. And it just, nothing has stopped. And so it's been crazy. It's been a blessing because it's translated everywhere else.
You that dude. You that next dude, man.
He's
you
next.
Next dude. You next.
You that dude.
Yeah.
Hey, if that's it's 9 months or 9 years from now, I'll still be doing it.
Oh, so you really do this for the love of hip hop and rapping more than anything, I see. For sure.
I do, man. I can't stop. I mean, it's not going to stop. I know I'm still in my prime, so I still got time to like actually do something with it. And I plan on, but it don't matter. If it takes me, if I have to go meet 1 million people and make 1 million relationships just to have 1 million fans, then that's what I'm going to do. Mm.
Well, you just got 1,000,001 or 1,000,002.
Yeah, we got, yeah, that's two.
We fans, man. We fans for sure. And our audience is going to be part of that fan club. Do you have a fan club exactly yet? Because you probably need one. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know anybody organizing any official fan club, but I'm sure that's out there. At the same time, all my fans call themselves Tree Gang. I didn't come up with that. They did, and I just ran with it because of Trevor and Lee, you know, TR and EE, so they came up with Tree Gang.
Oh, Tree Gang?
That's hot. That's hot.
Okay, Tree Gang. Hey, so
at the same time, it represents everything I'm about. I'm about growth and cetera. I'm like, all right, I'm cool with it.
Hey, okay. For all the Tree Gang members out there, you know, show Trevor some love this week. You know, post them pics. Post them. Yeah. Hashtag.
Oh yeah.
Oh snap! You know what? In fact, this fan recently just got. A surprise, this fan, she got a tattoo of the Tree Gang symbol, bro.
No, she didn't.
I'm not kidding you. That was a trip. I feel like that's when you know that you're really making an impact, I think.
Man.
Like, that's when you know. When people start getting tattoos,
see,
wow.
If I had known that, I would have called her out and got her on this show.
Dude, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I would have got her on this show. Yeah, can I speak to Trevor? Yes, you can speak to Trevor right now.
Hey, pretty soon you gonna have them crying like Michael Jackson, you know. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be performing, and they gonna break down.
Okay, so
that's funny.
So, like some of the questions, like I said, we sent you some of the questions. Like some of the questions we had was when we've gone through your social media, we've been going through your EPKs, and we've been just looking at you. We noticed that. Your swag is amazing. There's a lot of confidence in there. Where does that come from?
Man, I think that's fun. Thank you. So I appreciate that. I say it comes from like continued resilience and self-care, man. Like just taking care of my mental state, making sure that I'm taking care of my foundation and the things that the real priorities. And as long as I'm taking care of those things, you know, I don't really falter. I think practicing self-awareness and like always being honest with yourself is key. You know, I'm okay with who I am right now because whatever I do and or whatever I don't like will eventually change. You know what I mean? Because I'm always working towards it. I'm always pushing. You know, time is my friend. Why stress? If I know that I've accomplished all these things before, I'll accomplish the next things.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's real talk.
Why sweat it?
Yeah, I was talking about motivational speech. I'm like, is this? He's motivated me. Okay.
Really?
Let me get my thing. Okay, so I was talking about your cadence. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I had to throw this out there, you know, being a white rapper, you know, or a white hip-hop artist, we believe that music is colorblind. We really do. I really do. It doesn't really matter to me. But, you know, some people are like, oh, you would compare you to...
More so nowadays than ever.
Yeah.
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 I used to be able to just listen to someone and tell, you know, where they're from and what they're... Right. Now, you can't.
Nope.
You can't.
Nope. You can't.
No, like I said, if I didn't see your photo or if I didn't see nothing, I wouldn't have thought of nothing else. I'm like, oh, this dude just...
It's a colorblind.
I thank Zero, Trader Truth, and Lil Kiki and Penn C for us because my accent comes from being raised in Houston. So I think that my accent has a lot to do with it. And I'm grateful for that.
It's kind of a situation when we first heard Paul Wall. We thought Paul Wall was a brother for the longest down here. He's like, Paul Wall's a brother. Oh, hell.
Well,
no.
You know, you probably wouldn't know this if you're not from Houston. But to get Paul Wall on, so we went to the same high school. All right.
Oh,
now,
we didn't, what?
Now, he's older than me. He's older than me. All right. And so we didn't go to the same high school at the same time. All right. But he was right there. He was a year before me when I moved to that high school. And, but anyways, point is, so to get him on the radio and to get him accepted, because no one had sounded like him or, you know, there was no one like him in Houston before, you know.
No,
there wasn't. But in order to get him accepted, what they did was they put him in the Chopped and Screwed first. So that nobody could tell if he was white or not. So that way they would just accept the dope music before anything else.
Wow. That's smart.
Yeah,
that's smart.
So they, Michael 5000 Watts, yeah, they put him in the Chopped and Screwed and stuff like that first to get him in.
So how do you feel about having your music Chopped and Screwed? Are you cool with it? Because I've heard some artists
absolutely
say,
I grew up on
I don't like
screwed,
that
man.
I don't like them Chopped and Screwed
Sundays, man. Like if my music can't be Chopped and Screwed, I screwed up.
True that. You made it. You get yourself Chopped and Screwed. That's what's up.
Spoken
I feel bad for the people trying to Chop and Screw babyface music.
Oh, God,
a lot of cats up our way don't even know about Chop and Screw.
Yeah, I like Chop and Screw. So
dog, I was listening to Chop and Screw just the other day. Took me all the way back. You get some good Chop and Screw, that'll heal your soul right there. I'm telling you.
You say heal, preach. Yeah, yeah. Now we having church. Yeah, because that will. Like I said, Chop and Screw. Yeah, yeah. But like I said,
the church is the church of Chop and Screw.
But the thing is, like I said, there's another thing. Like, you know, like so many rappers come out, they sound like somebody else. And that's one thing I can say about you.
True.
You don't sound like anybody else. Because, you know, obviously the obvious thing, like, oh, he sound like M, or he trying to be like an M. But
you do not even know how hard I have worked over the years to make sure, and still work to make sure I don't sound like anybody else. Mm. And it took so long to find my purest voice that would stay the same and never sound like anybody else. Like, this is me, no matter what. And it's not only from delivery, but it's also from the word choices I do in having to purposefully stray away from certain melodies or everything. If at any point I feel like this is becoming outside or too much like anything else, I scratch it, no matter if it's good or not. I gotta stay as original as I can. Now, being derivative of other things and influences, that's one thing. But thank you so much for that. That means the world to me, seriously. Thank you.
I think that was one thing that pushed me over the edge was, this cat sounds like him. He's like, he got his own style. He got his own flow. Like, that was another thing that, and then I heard the lyrics and then the music kicked in. Do you produce your own music too, or you do?
Sometimes.
Okay.
More so a lot of collaborative production, but 90% of the records that are out right now are actually collaborative productions with BeatStars producers. I'm a big ambassador for BeatStars. BeatStars is a platform, one of the top platforms I've ever used, where producers can actually go on and make a real living by putting their beat on there. I'm not talking about SoundClick, which, no shade to SoundClick. SoundClick has helped me get my start in the beginning before I could make beats, right?
Wow.
That's how long SoundClick been up. But BeatStars is like a premium operating system, and you're not going to win unless you are a great producer on BeatStars. So, yeah, it really helped me change my game as an independent artist with a limited budget.
Wow, man.
So I'll go in and I'll reproduce some of those records, meaning like I'll get track stems and then we'll executive produce the record after that. Or maybe I won't change anything at all. But, you know, there's no one way I do anything.
Bro, I didn't even know SoundClick was still around. Is it still there?
Oh, bro, it's still around.
Oh, it is? Dang.
It is. I don't get on it, but I know it's on. I know it is because my producer friend's still making money from it.
Oh, really?
They still making
that
money.
That was the one spot
where
you found independent artists at. It was SoundClick. That was the one where you went. You wanted to hear some indie artists. That was where you went. SoundClick. Wow.
Now we just got IG. Hey, real quick. I'm looking at the time. So we need to get to another track of yours. What's next, Trevor?
I would say probably, I don't know. I mean, I'd say probably Sosa Nova. If you're talking about swag, Sosa Nova is swag all day.
Can you set the song up for us real quick?
All right. So Sosa Nova is all about the fact that you can get anything done. My life is set up, get anything done within 24 hours. Mm. And if your life is set up to get anything done within 24 hours, then the world is yours. You're going to be sprouted in a Sosa Nova.
There you go, Trevor Lee. We'll be right back. The hustle is real.
Oh, man. How long they say? All right, I got it. Ha.
All I need is 24 hours, a little bit of dough. Ain't near enough power to keep me out the door. Ain't ever been a coward. It's best if you know. We should all let it go, for we all let it go. Let them blow, let them blow. If they hate, let them blow. Commentary on the side, but got tickets for the show. If they really wanna ride, coattails on the flow. More than money on my mind, but my feet gotta go. Half the year on the road, this the life that I chose. Ain't no other option, it's the only thing I know. Ain't no sign of stopping, I'm addicted to the flow. Whether make this thing pop or pop a bullet in the dome. Oh yeah, I'm a fiend for it. Give me my respect, I'ma do this till my death, oh yeah. Most of y'all overslept while you sleeping on the kid. I keep running up a check, oh yeah.
Folk on supernova, get it, I live, be that low guy. Hit like I'm Sosa, whip, whip like the soul guy. Juice up the mix with the coca.
Only 24 hours in a day. That's 24 hours, I can get it anyway. Only 24 hours in a day. That's 24 hours, I can get it anyway, yeah. This the game and I can't ignore it. Everybody need change, but can't afford it. I ain't waiting for it, I ain't got the patience for it. Give me 24 with some dough and we all get sorted. Yeah, I'm the one, yeah. I ain't in it solo, it's a team to get it done. Bet we the next to blow, get the dream of getting none. Check never coming slow, cause we running up the dough, oh yeah. I'm a fiend. till my death. Oh yeah, most of y'all overslept. While you sleeping on a kid, I keep running up a check. Oh yeah. No, when the money change, I'ma still be the same. Oh yeah. Oh, when the money change, I'ma still be the same. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And when people change, I'ma still be the same. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It's only 24 hours, I'ma get it anyway. Oh yeah.
Oh God, flow bar, supernova. Oh, get yeah. It how I live, be that low guy. Hit like I'm so sad. Whip, whip like the soda. Juice up the fix with the coca.
Oh my gosh.
Coca.
Bangers. Bangers, bro. Bangers.
It's another one of those feel good, you know? It just, it'll get you right, man. You feel like you take over the world.
Hey, I was looking for that part to be chopping screws right there. I can hear it. Oh yeah, that's a chopping screw song right there. You could chop and screw that one right there. Especially that last part.
It's a bop for sure.
That last man. Part for sure. Yeah. Oh man, that's fire, bro.
Yeah, man. You did your thing, man. Did your thing on that. I was just wondering, do you, when you write your songs, or are you a freestyle artist, or you write everything before you do it, or can you just come off the dome when you write?
I used to freestyle a lot, and I used to do the off top freestyles for sure. Oh. I mean, coming up in Houston, freestyling is a part of your culture. Like you can't get through school without Freestyle Fridays. And I was right there in the middle of Freestyle Fridays, you know, orchestrating that thing in high school. So at the same time, like, it's just a flow, you know. Things come to my head. Like just the other day, like 2 days ago, I was working out, and I was in the middle of writing this verse. And it just came to me, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I don't take this for granted at all, but this one line came to me, and literally didn't think it twice. It just came right out. I said, hold on, let me say, I've been counting sheep since I could dream, and realize I ain't even sleeping. Been counting sheep since I could dream, and realize I ain't even sleeping. That's how it come out. Yeah. And it just came to me. It literally just came out that way. I didn't doctor it at all. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm so grateful for stuff like that. And that's just from years and years of writing and writing and writing and not stopping, man. Pushing through.
Man, that's love. That's love.
And that's self-care, bro. That's self-care, man. That's self-care. Keeping your mind right.
He's about this life. He's about that work. 24. That's 24. Hey, I just
lost 100 pounds, man. I'm serious about that self-care.
Oh, 100 pounds? That's what's up.
Yeah, bro. It took me 7 years to lose 100 pounds. I just lost 30 in this last run.
Ah, man.
Okay. Now I see why
y'all
you go around.
Y'all getting that fresh Trev, man. Y'all getting that fresh feeling sexy as hell, Trev, walking into places. Like half naked now. I'm doing all my shows are shirtless.
Okay, that's why I yeah. always all
and
these videos.
Water parks the whole summer. Just book tons of water parks.
That's why there's so many pictures of him out there. Oh, it's 100 pounds. Hey. Then he got the beer game going
all day.
Fraternity houses and water parks.
All day.
Oh, God.
It don't matter, though, bro. You could have took the shirt off. Fat Joe was doing it. Ross was doing it. It was okay, bro. You could have done it with some weight on.
Yeah, I got too much. I got too much self-care.
So, do you have any mixtapes out there? Or do you have, because we understand you have an album that just recently dropped, right?
Nah. I guess recently, within the last 2 years.
Oh,
two years ago, I dropped an album.
Okay, you dropped an album 2 years.
As a part of a deal with this label called Rapture Life. Really grateful for that time I had with them. And they believed in me and just helped me get off the ground and to be, you know, the person you see today. And then I just released every single independently. I've never done mixtapes before. I'm not against them. It's just I want to make money off of what I do.
He's a business man. He's a business. Okay, so
I'm I don't want to waste time on something I can't make money with.
Preach.
Okay.
Church again. Was that church or business? That was a business meeting.
That was a business move.
Yeah, that was a business meeting at church. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm just looking at the time. I know we running close because I want to get these people to hear more of your songs. What are we playing next, Trevor?
All right, let's go ahead and play the 24. And 24 is just the extension of the 24-hour. Like, these are themes. You know, when I write my music, I want to make sure that I keep reinstating these themes and just continue to push out more of the same type of messages, and this is what I'm about. You know, this is what Tree Gang is about. You know, like, this is stuff that the listeners are wanting. They want more of this type of stuff. So I say, okay, look, within 24 hours I can get things done. This is just an extension of that. And 24, the reason why it's spelled the way it is because I love pho. Man, like, pho is my favorite food, man. So
the food, the Chinese Korean food.
It's Vietnamese.
I know that. Your Vietnamese food. Oh my goodness.
Dude, being from Houston, you get all the good, man. All the good. We got a little Africa, a little China, a little everything.
Okay, hey, this is Trevor Lee. This is 24. I guess he's the Jack Bauer of hip hop right now. Be right back right after this.
One time it's a go. Listen with me, two times it's a no. If I tell you three times it's for sure. All I need is 24, 24, 24. One time it's a go. Listen with me, two times it's a no. If I tell you three times it's for sure. All I need is 24,
24. 24. Break it down, that's plenty. All for the thing, seek to make, tend to bake, for the grow. Ain't work, it's gotta go. Tour days, there's a lot of shows. Your hate's just more hate. Congratulations, that's more go. Rich man, poor soul. Slim chance, your go. Big chance, pull up in a van with a bunch of friends and some Timmy Chance. Cornbread or some tacos. Ole, that's tomato. Flow paint like Picasso. Domo arigato. Yeah. 24.
One time it's a go. Listen with me, two times it's a no. If I tell you three times it's for sure. All I need is 24.
Yeah. Stay up in the lab like I'm on some. Say I'm finna crash, but the song's coming. Stay getting cash like I'm Sam Jackson and young cats in this jungle like I'm Simba's cousin. Keep the vibes lit cool while I'm running though. If you want it so, I demote the tools, but when you act like trash, you nothing but a fool's puppet. Summon, there's a mule for his stools plumbing. Okay, so go. I done said too much, let him know. I done got the mightiest touch, did some go. All I need is 24.
One time it's a go. Listen with me, two times it's a no. If I tell you three times it's for sure. All I need is 24. One time it's a go. Listen with me, two times it's a no. If I tell you three times it's for sure. All I need is 24.
Lego. Hey, I just need like 24, not anymore. For me to keep on winning, and it's money counter spinning. So when I'm ascending and trending, keep on pretending and sending love to me when it's all fake. Enemies, they always face smile like a doll face. I don't even mind, wanna see me fall. Go get a ticket, then stand in line. Swagnificent, bag different. I don't
get tired, man, I swear y'all not listening. 12 hours, one Red Bull and a moon pie, and I'm kumbaya, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I fall, they be like, ha, ha, ha. But I'm right back to it, manana. Till the money pile so huge, I'm swimming in it like Scrooge. I told y'all I don't snooze. Oh, no, I'm on my grind, 24.
One time, it's a go. Listen with me, two times, it's a no. If I tell you three times, it's for sure. All I need is 24, 24, 24. One time, it's a go. Listen with me, two times, it's a no. If I tell you three times, it's for sure. All I need is 24, 24,
24,
24.
It's funny, bro, because there's a Vietnamese place up here that's called 614.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, 614.
When I'm up there, bro.
Yeah, I swear, it is. Line. It's 614. That's our area code, 614. Yeah, it's on the north side. It's on my side of town. Hey, that's Trevor Lee. That's 24. Man, bro, I swear, bro, you so fuego. That's all I can say about you, bro.
That's Drew on the track too. That's my best friend right there.
Dope.
So, Trevor, what's going on this summer? What's popping this summer for you with your music?
Man, this summer is all about gearing up for the tour. We'll be announcing dates like within weeks. We got 26 cities in the fall, and super grateful. This will be the biggest tour that I've done personally within such a short period of time. So doing 26 dates. We're going to be going to over 30 cities, so we're doing meetups in other cities. It's just going to be so beautiful. And I'm taking a few other people with me, and just have to wait to hear about them.
Oh, man, keep us informed, man. Like I said, your family, let us know, because we can shout you out and shout where you're going to be performing. Same. At. Because, man, we love your music. We can't wait to hear more of your music. And with that being said, how can they follow you on social media?
Trevor Lee Music, everywhere.
What did we say, bro? It's Trevor Lee on Trevor Music. Lee Music on everything. So that's how you found him.
Everything.
Google him just like that. Trevor Lee Music. It's on everything. Trevor Lee, like I said, your family, thank you for your time. Man, like I said, we could just make a 5-hour show just talking to you, man. We love your vibe.
For sure.
We can want to pick your brain some more about this thing called hip hop. And your love for hip hop,
dude. I could talk hip hop all day. I absolutely love it. And thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. Y'all are so dope. And yeah, same for y'all, man. Family all day.
And do you have any shout out to give before you take off?
Man, just thanks to all the Tree Gang out there. I'm coming to your city soon.
Tree Gang
all day. And man, you drop anything, man? New album, new mixtape. Well, you don't do mixtapes. New album, new music, man.
Hey, this your home.
Well,
every
Sunday I drop a new video on YouTube. Trevor Lee Music. So yeah, every new Sunday I drop a new video on YouTube, and some weeks it's a new freestyle. Some weeks it's a new song. Some weeks it's the content, you know, breaking down the lyrics or telling a story behind something that happened. And you can definitely engage there. And any other platform that's the one that you engage on, I got content for you.
Oh, okay.
Facts. There you go. That's Trevor Lee. Follow him on all social media platforms at Trevor Lee Music. It's simple. It's spelled the way it is. Until next week. Hey, bro. It's been a good one.
We out.
Pigs.
Hold your line.
Link up with Sign Hustle Radio on Facebook.